Here's a good acronym for you guys. This is the longest one I know. It's IDFWPWFWPIDFW. Any idea what that stands for?
I don't give a fuck about your penis and your penis and your in your washroom. Is that good? Is that close? I don't give a fuck about your penis and your penis and your washroom. I think that's it. Am I close?
That's pretty good. Yeah. Like, I don't fuck.
Like 50%.
Definitely is what the first three letters are. So.
Okay.
I don't fuck.
I don't
fuck. I don't fuck. I don't fuck with people who fuck with people I don't fuck with.
Oh, that's a tongue twister.
Yeah. That's the longest one, acronym, according to the Guinness Book of World Records.
Sounds like something some guy, what? Like a self-help thing, would talk about.
That'd be a cool one to try to put on your, like, finger knuckles. You'd have to, like, layer it, like, do, like, a bunch of different, like, you'd have to put all your hands, like, your hands all the way down like this and have it just repeat over lines.
Whenever I'm feeling down, I just look down at my knuckles and remember.
Remember.
W blah 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 dot.
W P P do I P six.
I got knuckle acronyms. I have seen knuckle.
That's a whole category.
Word. Yeah.
I got one you could put on your knuckle. A classic one of mine.
Please.
M I A B. Any guesses?
Men. Does it start with men?
No.
No? Okay.
M-I-A-B. Is that it?
Yeah, M-I-A-B.
Mouth and butt ass.
Pretty close. It's less.
It's not always dirty.
It's not. This one's not dirty.
Sometimes they're inspirational.
Yeah, my this one's inspiration kind of always blows. My interesting ass life.
Hmm.
Oh, no, B. What is it? I don't know.
M-I-A-B, make it a buffet.
Oh, that's what we're doing for our wedding. I think we're going to have make it a buffet.
You're going to make M-I-A-B it.
Wait, you guys are M-I-A-B? Damn, you guys are going to M-I-A-B it?
I think we're going to M-I-A-B.
That's very trendy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
T-R-E-N-D-Y.
I've kind of been in a situation like that where it's just you're at some restaurant and you're just like, can't this place just MIAB it?
Yeah, like the food's not that great. Like let's just serve it in mass.
Yeah. Or be at a party and like, let's sit down for dinner. It's like, can't we just MIAB it?
Yeah. I think it's every style, barbecue maybe. Ever has been a buffet. Anyone who's ever grilled out in the backyard, no one's ever been like, let me bring you a plate of ribs and burgers and hot dogs.
Just go up there on your own.
You just go, you find your way.
Go harvest.
I kind of like that.
FYW.
I like that style of eating. I prefer that where it's just like, you know, everyone eat at your leisure. We're eating roughly at the same time, but it doesn't have to be exactly the same time.
It's called the ballpark barbecue.
I like that a lot.
What does BBQ stand for? Is that an acronym?
I think it's just barbecue. I think it's just... I don't think it's like...
It's like the word barbecue. It's the word barbecue, right?
Burnt, brined, and...
No, barbecue, barbecue is a word.
Burnt boys quarreling.
Yeah, I think it's just barbecue. Like, it's abbreviated.
I mean, that's what every barbecue turns into. A bunch of sunburnt boys just arguing about meat.
Arguing. I've never been trusted on the grill. I'm not the one manning the grill, unfortunately. That's okay, though.
Got a new grill.
I got a little Jumbo Joe Weber. It's like one that just goes on the ground. But yeah, it's kind of all you need.
What are you big boy quarreling up in there?
So far, I've only done some brats. Mm. That's all. That's where I got this Stiegel.
He does brats with gunshots. Whizzing by his head every day. Yeah. Let's talk historical
acronyms.
Acronyms now.
Well, there's the classic World War One and Two. WW One and Two. Those are that one's staring us in the face.
Ooh, I have a
yeah. So
when you write World War Two, do you write World War like two, the number two, or do you do it like
you gotta do
Roman numerals? Roman,
okay, good.
Yeah. Come on.
And especially what would even be worse than two. No, the number two is like, okay. But if you write World War One and it's the number one, you're in the trenches of your own life.
That's so gauche.
Yeah. World War number one.
World War number one was really bad. There was lots of mustard gas. Yeah. It's like a report.
Or when people are like, this is World War Three, guys. This is World War Three.
We're living in World War Three. We're living in World War III.
FUBAR, I just found out. That's why I texted you that. I was talking to my boy Troy about acronyms. And I was like, yo, Troy, you got any acronyms? And he's just like, FUBAR. And I'm like, that's an acronym? I thought that was just like...
What does FUBAR stand for?
It stands up for fucked up beyond all recognition.
Clearly you didn't watch Saving Private Ryan all the way through every time you started it. Because they eventually explain it Saving Private
Ryan. I remember them explaining it.
I have seen that movie, but maybe I just watched the beginning a bunch.
They say, watch it again and you'll see it this time. They say, fucked up beyond all recognition. And then he goes, oh, that's what it means.
I always thought it was just some German expression that they were borrowing. It's because it sounds like it's German. Could be.
It does. I think that's why it was clever, is because it slid under the radar. There's a lot of that in that movie where it's like they don't know what his profession is. They don't know what FUBAR means. There's a lot of you find out towards the end of the movie and you go, oh, yay.
I was kind of stupid when I watched that movie and I was like, I had no clue who the old man at the beginning was going to be. I was like, is it going to be Tom Hanks? I should have known.
Yeah, they do all right. They do a little flipperoo on you on that one. Yeah.
I want you guys to answer me one question. I only want to hear your answer in acronyms, but what is your favorite LOTR?
FOTR.
M2.
LOTR, FOTR.
M2.
M2?
Me too.
Me too.
Oh.
You guys are both FOTRs? No one's TTT?
I love all of them, man. We've talked about this. We can't just get into this now.
Yeah,
that's why I just wanted to answer in just acronyms only.
LOTR, FOTR. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. Agreed.
They're all beautiful.
I mentioned this briefly via text, but I don't like PEMDAS because I don't like rules. You know, I don't like these math nerds sticking rules on me. So PEMDAS,
Can you give us a little bit of background? I looked it up and got bored reading about
it. Remember, it was like how you do an equation. It was like parentheses, whatever the E stands for, multiplication.
Energize.
Addition.
Elaborate.
Energy drink.
Yeah, energy drink, I think, or
explode.
E-pills.
Email.
Yeah, parentheses, email.
Email the teacher that it's going to be late tomorrow. That you need an extension.
That's my PEMDAS right there.
It's just PE.
Yeah, I don't know. Abbreviations or acronyms are so helpful because that's how you they're great for studying, though. There's an academic realm for acronyms. Like, I feel like that's a whole category of there's probably one for bibliographies, to remember the order of bibliographies. There's one for the rainbow, Roy G. Biv. Red, yeah, orange, that's yellow, a green, blue.
Acronym. That's the World War One of color-related acronyms.
That's a tough one for Gus too. Yeah,
that's a tough one for me. That's just for me. It's just G G G G G G G. Gray, 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 gray.
Dark gray.
Dark gray. DG. LGG DG is my Roy G. Biv.
The other thing is, too, is there's all, with colleges, it's, the NCAA and, the Pac-10 and, the Big Ten and,
ESPN.
ESPN. Oh, there's tons of sports acronyms.
I don't even know what ESPN stands for. every sport plus
now
plus news. I don't know.
Plus news.
Entertainment, sport. I think it's entertainment.
Okay. I like acronyms that sometimes people like start just saying phonetically. Like I'm thinking of OSU and people go like, oh, see it. Like, oh, you. Like they just kind of vomit out the what it would be like, oh woo, or something. You know what I mean? Like, oh woo, that's oh, you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of. It's like NCIS.
No, it's more like they start to say it as if that's how the word of it is spelled. So if it's like O-W-U, they say oh woo.
Like STAR testing. It's like stands for State Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness.
Good example. Wow.
And it's like, oh, standardized testing, STAR testing.
Yeah.
Or someone was talking to me, they're like, dude, do you watch a Star Trek TNG? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, TNG, The Next Generation. Like, God damn it.
Do you?
No. I mean, when I was a kid, but.
Wow. I didn't even know you'd watch it as a kid.
I don't remember it, but I have vague memories of Patrick Stewart.
I think we all do.
Oh yeah.
He's still doing that. He's doing it like again.
Hey, all right. All right.
You find your thing and you stick to it.
I'm not a big sci-fi guy.
No, I can tell.
Yeah.
You're more of an LOTR, FOTR guy.
Indeed.
What is anyone a SWAT guy though?
The movie SWAT?
Yeah.
So what?
You're either SWAT or you're not.
So
what?
Do you
guys know what it stands for?
Yeah, it's so
Special
what?
Special Weapons and Tactics.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, bro.
I thought it was so what?
Seen it.
So what about, and tight?
How about NASA?
So wet and tight.
So wet and tight.
What, NASA?
NASA, guys, yeah.
I don't actually know. National, no.
Astronauts Space Association?
Close.
National Astronaut Squad Attack? Attack!
This is educational. Like,
this is good. Yeah, I like this. Yeah.
This is kind of the direction I wanted our podcast to go, more educational.
Yeah, not talking about wet and tight.
National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Oh, that's cool. That's cooler than I thought it would be.
I didn't know that aeronautics was like the word.
I feel like they figured out aeronautics a long time. Like now it's all in space. Like isn't aeronautics mean like you're in the atmosphere?
Ooh. I just got one sort of in the informative acronym category. The same one as PEMDAS. Radar is an acronym.
Radar? Oh, it is?
Yeah. Anyone got any guesses?
Red.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, just cut us short. Don't let us guess for too long.
Radio detection and ranging.
Oh, that's sick.
That's so tight,
that's
dude.
That sounds cool.
Radar.
Radio detection and ranging?
Yeah, isn't it kind of cheating by putting like two of the letters from a word, the first word?
Yeah, and where's the first A? Where's the first A go?
Yeah, it's radio. They just the two letters. It's a little cheating.
That's a little cheating.
It's like when you fellas are making your acronyms, do you include the ands and the t's and the thes?
Depends on how well known it is.
Ardar. Sound is cool.
Ardar.
Turn on your Ardar, boys.
Captain, we lost Ardar.
Cap, you gotta see this on the Ardar.
Fire up the Ardar, gang.
How about sonar, though? Sonar, does anyone have...
Sonic?
Yeah. So sonic? Sound, navigation, and ranging.
Okay. I guess we gotta get through these.
Yeah, all right. What else you got?
Zip code. Does anyone know what the zip code stands for? That's
zone
an acronym.
In place. Is a, okay, guess. No, that's a no, I guess, from you. Okay. Buzzer.
Zone improvement plan.
Oh, so it's like a work in progress. It'll never be finished.
Yeah, like every zip code is just some dump that's not finished yet, and it's a work in progress.
How about
I'm
this
one? I'm a zip.
Do you know
I'm
what? Work in
progress.
Yeah. Did you know that?
My stomach is zip. It's a zone in progress.
You know that TED, like from TED Talks, is an acronym.
Teaching.
Education.
Education.
Done. Duh. Right.
Dummies.
Dumbass. What does it stand for?
It's really lame.
Totally educational, dude.
That would be great.
It's like as cool as radar and sonar are, this is like the opposite. Tell me, explain to me, describe to me.
What? A little that's long. What
Oh, that sounds kind of sexual.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Tell me.
Explain
to me. Destroy me.
Hey, babe.
ESM me.
Hey, babe, do you want to do some TED tonight?
TED me.
Actually, I don't know. What does BDSM stand for?
Bondage. Oh, I don't know. That's a good one. That's on bondage, our list somewhere.
Destroy, sodomize, maps.
Milk.
Milk. Masticate. Milk.
Yep.
That's what it stands for?
Okay. We did it. We got one. We figured out one.
That's it. You got it.
I got it. We got the one. We got the perv one, right?
Ardar. It's like for pirates. It's pirate radar. Yardar.
BDSM. BDSM stands for. Bondage, discipline, dominance, submission,
discipline.
Masochism.
Okay.
I guess it could be two D's.
BDDSM, double D.
It should be.
BDDSM.
My favorite part of BDSM is the discipline.
Yeah.
Oh, here's ESPN, Entertainment and Sports Programming Network.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's so long. I liked ours better.
Yeah. What was ours?
Every Sports Plus News.
I love how plus, like, you don't need to do plus in an acronym. It's just like they're all okay.
That's funny. Is Sony
is what?
Sony, is that short for something? Or is it just Sony?
Might just be Sony.
I guess it's a Japanese company. It probably doesn't have like an American translation.
Right.
As far as I know. What about like a one letter acronym like the A's, the Oakland A's?
There you go. That's one. There you go.
The ABCs of
learning. Or like
what do you think? Someone named CJ. What does ABC stand for? The network, the TV network.
All the networks, NBC.
Yeah.
CBS.
Network, that's network broadcasting company, I think.
FX. Oh, yeah.
FX is just like...
Just FX. Bruh.
It's just like FX.
American Broadcasting Company.
Oh, should have guessed that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What is CBS?
FX has the movies.
What's CBS?
Is it FX has the movies or we know drama? I don't remember.
I think TNT knows drama.
You know, and then TBS is like, that's funny or something.
TBS, we still got Family Guy.
Yeah.
I actually know what PBS is. Public Broadcasting.
We all did.
Nice. What? We all watched Arthur back in the day, anyone?
Yeah, I watched some Arthur. I found it sort of like weird.
Hell no. Yeah, so did I. I thought it was fucking weird too.
Yeah,
well, then what did you watch on PBS?
I watched a lot of PBS NewsHour. My mom put it on. And Charlie Rose, dude. Charlie Rose went hard back in the day.
Yeah, I used to watch Charlie Rose.
Bang, bang. Bam, 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 bam.
Jake Orlick is a fisherman who's been doing it for over 50 years. We're joined today in the studio by Jake Orlick. Jake, hi. He has a dog.
We're talking acronyms.
He has a dog.
CBS stands for Columbia Broadcasting System.
Yeah.
What is a system? You know, fuck the system.
HBO, home box office. Mm-hmm. Showtime. What if Showtime was one acronym?
Shows having only
held over when? Wide time intervals, medium extra.
That's good.
That's good.
What about like name acronyms like CJ?
Oh, what does CJ stand for?
I think it's like if your name's like Clyde Jr.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know that Wally was a acronym?
Like, yeah, the character like waste, from the movie? Allocation or something.
Yep. Yep.
Is yeah? Okay. Waste you're allocation.
Keep going.
Left. No.
No.
Location. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know the rest.
Waste allocation, load lifter, earth class.
That's so nerdy. I didn't love Wally when I first saw it. I was like one of the few people who was like, more like world is ending stuff. Let's give this a break.
I never saw it.
Well, here's we don't know one. What that's.
Here's
that's
one your... if you want to have your mind blown.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got two for you. I got three for you.
Oh, dude.
Okay. First, this is music. This is pop culture. This is music.
You're serving acronyms.
ABBA, the musical group.
Oh. I didn't know it was an acronym.
Does it stand for like
it's an acronym?
Like Anthony, Barbara, Beth, and
yep.
Anderson.
Anthony Bourdain bakes apples. So really, before ahead of its time.
Yeah, they knew about that guy.
Yeah, just knew. He was just getting started in the kitchen world then.
He knew.
Agnetha, Bjorn, Benny, and Annie Frid.
Okay.
Those are the members of the band.
Are they right. Swedish, right?
Swedish.
Bjork is very Swedish sounding.
Bjorn. I love Bjorn. You guys Bjorn guys?
Remember Peter, Bjork, and Jan?
Yeah. Young folks, of course. Okay. The musical group Nerd.
N-E-R-D. Is Pharrell the P?
Is there
There's
a P?
No P?
There's no
there
P.
Is no P.
Oh, God.
NERP. We are NERP.
P is silent.
Just revealing myself to be stupid on the nerd. Podcast.
I don't know. What does NERD stand for?
Doesn't it sound like Neptune?
Can you name one nerd song?
Like Neptune?
Yeah.
Oh, can't be me. I'm a rock star. I'm running off the back of a cop car. It's almost over now. That one.
Okay. I got one. There's that song. Yeah, you. Gust of Wind. Oh, no. That's just for.
Don't hold back because there's a potty over
there. Oh, that's a Q-Tip song. That's a Q-Tip song.
I always thought that was a nerd song.
No. It sounds like it could be.
Doesn't nerd stand for like Neptune's every rational dude domination?
That was it.
That was what's up?
Dude, I gotta
is
say,
Neptune this is one of them?
Episode is sick so far.
Yeah,
I'm hella down with this episode.
Self-promoting.
Yeah, we actually
episode.
We've been flowing pretty
hard.
We're
doing good.
Yeah.
This is so tight, dude.
It won't
it's
be much to cut.
Awesome. Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. Sometimes it's just awesome.
Sometimes it's just like awesome.
No, this was just a great idea for an episode, Jake. Much props. Yeah,
much props.
Yeah.
You're really you're stepping up as a host, I gotta say.
Yeah, well, TY.
And you're leading the charge. You're leading the conversation, as it should be.
People need to be talking about this kind of stuff, you know? That's the kind of thing I think of.
Wow.
I like that.
And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you guys what NERD stands for because I'm sick of hearing you guys guess it.
All right.
It's
I didn't
no
even
one,
really guess it, but okay.
No one ever really dies.
Oh, I did know that. Damn it.
What
okay.
about What about
that's going to be on Final Jeopardy coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, so that's gonna be a knee slapper.
You'll know it. You'll know it.
Remember that band? Remember that band POD?
Oh no. Yeah, I do.
What does that stand for?
What was POD?
Remember that band
of
destruction?
Demons. Band of Destruction.
You don't remember that band POD?
I do remember it.
Maybe if I heard some.
I feel so alive.
Oh, I know. Okay.
For the very first time.
POD? That was their name?
Yeah, dude.
Pod?
I actually don't remember POD.
Playable on Death.
Oh.
Playable on Death.
Oh, God.
I thought it was Prisoners of Destruction.
What's that one? Isn't that one song? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Did they do that one song too?
They did that one that's like Satellite.
Oh, what about REM?
I think you were secretly a fan.
REM. Yeah, I used to like them as a kid. REM. Yeah,
sounds like it.
Doesn't that just like stand for like REM sleeps, whatever that is?
REM cycle? Oh, what does REM stand for? Do you guys know what it stands for?
I know now. I just looked it up.
Okay, Dylan then. Because I know.
Retracting eye
movement. No.
Rapid eye movement.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's a part of when you're sleeping and your eyes are just like, like, what? We do that? That's crazy.
And that's like when you get like the most sleep, I think.
Yeah, that means you're in your deepest state of sleep is when your eyes are just like going fucking bonkers.
That is so weird to
think
about that.
That's so weird. Like tonight I'm going to do that. Like, what the
fuck? I'm just going to be really having a crazy dream.
Like if you were to lift your eyelid, like while you were unconscious, like one of your eyes would just be like, like freaking it's a glitch out in something. That's cool.
Trippy,
bro. REM. What does REM stand for? The band, though.
That's the same. Yeah, it stands for the same thing.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, I would have expected better of Michael Stipe.
That leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
That leaves a weird movement in my eyes.
Any other? I want to see if there's any. There's got to be other musical acronyms too.
J-Lo.
Yeah, maybe we know her name.
I know, but it just came.
All right, who's the GOAT? You know, we always talk about LeBron. We always talk about Tom Brady, but like Steph Curry, but like. Who are the goats of other things? Who are the goats of things? Yeah.
Like what's the goat Trader Joe's?
You know who really is the goat?
What? Who?
Joey Chestnut. 15-time hot dog eating competition guy.
Yeah.
He's the
people
goat,
need
though.
To talk about this because the dude is the GOAT. There's no one ever going to eat hot dogs like him ever again. He's a once-in-a-generation talent. The dude ate 63 hot dogs in 10 minutes this last weekend. And, like, beat the last person. Like, these other guys, too, are professional eaters, but the next closest person was, like, 40-something.
Oh, my God.
He blows people out of the water.
Imagine being one of those guys that's at like 40 and you dedicated your life to being nowhere near the greatest and yet you ruined your life being there. Like you fucked your whole stomach up, your throat probably.
Like, yeah,
40's all to be still like insane. Like 40's still like a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah, all to be like the fourth greatest hot dog eater of all time.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Terrible health.
You're not the GOAT. You're not going to be the GOAT. There's just no way you'll ever be a goat and hot like anyone that wants to try to eat a hot dog needs to recognize they're only gonna ever become second place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they like dunk them in water and stuff?
Yeah.
Does Joey do that too?
I don't think they like put any like toppings on them or anything.
No
like
toppings.
Extra calories, but you know, I like a hot dog with some toppings.
Don't they have to drink the water too when they're done, if that's what they do?
Yeah, I think they do.
I think they. I think if they use water, they have to then drink it.
Ooh,
yeah,
I think I heard that. I feel like you told me that.
That'll fill you up.
Imagine after 63 hot dogs and you're like killing yourself, then you got to drink a pint of hot dog water to wash it down. Oh, oh.
He's not, the thing is too, is he's, there's other foods that like other people are the goats at. Like there's this guy like Matt Stoney who like has the world record for amount of fruit by the foot. It's like he has the fruit by the foot and hot Cheeto record.
How many feet?
Like 40 feet in like 5 minutes, something like that. Oh. He rolled it into a giant like frisbee and just ate it, like, you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
He unrolled all of them and then like re-rolled them into a disc.
So I guess he's the goat of fruit by the foot.
Of fruit by the foot, but yeah, and you know, there's other people that are better at eating different things, but this guy, as far as hot dogs come, there's no question, it's definitive, zero conversation, he's the goat.
And you know,
for him,
those like stats are so impressive that he's like that much further ahead than the next guy. That I think he's more of a goat than like, you know, LeBron and like Wayne Gretzky and stuff, just because his stats are just so great,
like proportionally to the rest of the crowd.
Yeah,
and he's not even that big. He's like a skinny kind of guy, right?
He's just, yeah, he's like, not like a fat ass dude.
No, he's like he's redefining the whole overeating stigma.
Yeah, he's definitely changed the entire game. And you have to be, I think, literally have to be in good shape. Like you have to, your abdominal muscles and stuff have to be like very strong to like digest things quicker. Mm. But whatever. Ooh. He's doing, he's an alien.
Yeah.
It's Joey not, Chestnut. It's unhuman. It's inhuman.
Joey Chestnut kind of sounds like the name an alien would give himself based on like human names. Like, my name is Joey Chestnut. I'm from Missouri, or so, like trying to blend in name.
Acronym battle. Guys, thanks so much for watching the Acronym Battle here. TY, you guys are the greatest. Smash the like button and remember to subscribe. We're going up, trying to get that 400K subscriber count. So all we need is the love and support that you guys keep giving to us. And we're here for y'all. And please feel free to comment any good acronyms that we may have missed, and if you have any new ones that you invented yourself, that's what we're here for. We're here for that. So thank you guys. Surprise Topics 2K 22. Happy birthday to Gus. Shout out.
Birthday, Gus.
Thank you guys. Yeah. I mean, it's tomorrow, but thank you.
STS4 season 4. We're rolling. We're really cruising.
Cruising now. Took him with gas.